roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hey, everybody, this is Dr. Sam, and you know, for years, close to 40 years now, Woodham's Southside Firestone has been servicing my car. It doesn't matter what happens to them, Woodham's Southside Firestone just does it right the first time. Whether it's tires, they have a great selection of Firestone tires and all kinds of tires, all brand names. Whether it's an oil change, check the fluids, the wiper blades, anything from the bottom of the tires to the top of the roof, Woodham Southside Firestone has you covered, and I can't think of a better place to go in 2020 than at Woodham Southside Firestone. By the way, they're going to be giving their employees off on Saturdays, so they'll be closed on Saturdays. But you know what? They need time with their families, too. Woodham Southside Firestone. They're located 1/2 mile south of the Southern Bypass on the Troy Highway. Woodham Southside Firestone. You can count on them every time. Woodham Southside Firestone. Use them today. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, bada, bada, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784. Equal Housing Lender.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Dave?
David Ernest.
Dave's not here.
The Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding.
Hi, everybody. The relentless summertime heat continues all weekend. It's still possible you could run into an isolated storm, I suppose, sometime this evening or tomorrow, but the rain chances are small. Most towns, I'm afraid, will stay dry. Low tonight in the mid-70s, high tomorrow in the upper 90s again. Heat index tomorrow 101 to 105 easily. The rain chances start to pick up a little bit by Monday and Tuesday, more in the 40 to 50% range. That's a start. More storms to go around, but still random. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
You know, the band Nazareth claims they get their name from this song, believe it or not. I don't know if that's true or not, but...
I thought it was from the town of Nazareth.
I don't know. I guess it's the same thing, isn't it? Tens of thousands of Germans marched through Berlin on Saturday proclaiming a day of freedom and demanding an end to governmental mandated face masks and social distancing. The UK and Netherlands also saw large protests against their government's tyrannical actions in response to the coronavirus outbreak. According to media accounts, which you won't see here in this country, the Berlin protesters held signs reading, "We are being forced to wear a muzzle, natural defense instead of vaccination, and we are making noise because you are stealing our freedoms." More power to them. I love it. Are we ever going to wake up here in this country?
Do you want to take a caller?
Sure.
You gave out the number, so...
Sure, we'll take a call.
All right, this is Robert. Let me get him on here. Hold on one second. All right, you got him.
Robert? Did you hit the button on phone and slide the slider up and all that good stuff?
Oh, I didn't hit the green button.
Ah, hey, Robert.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
How you doing? It's good to hear your voice.
Hey, this is a wake-up call for the entire world.
There you go.
Listen to this. This is going to be quick and brief.
Go ahead.
There are three main factions intending to rule this entire world. United States, Russia, and China.
Yep.
Listen, they beat us against one another and pretend to fool us like they care about their own state. No. They're going to, once again, I may not be here when it happens, but it's going to be three major countries rule this world. And they have shut our military down to less than 300,000 active soldiers because, see, it's hard to tell a soldier to take a gun and turn it against his own people. Mm-hmm. But they went with warfare with computers. The computer don't have a heart, it don't have a brain, it don't have a mind. It's controlled by the person that controls the weapon. They will turn the weapon against you, you'll throw your hands up in the air, and you must submit to that weapon because that weapon is controlled by a man with a computer. That's what the world is coming to, people. We're voting Democrats, we're voting Republicans. But the world is slowly going to be taken over by the three major countries, and we're going to do what they say. We're going to be at their begging call because that soldier that used to carry that weapon on his shoulder that would say, I will not shoot my friend, I will not shoot my loved one, I will not shoot my fellow countrymen, will no longer exist.
Amen, Robert.
All right, guys.
Well said. Thank you. He's absolutely right. AI, you know?
Yeah.
AI.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
Guys, I'm going to ask a question. I want everybody to answer. What is it going to take to wake up the average American as to what's going on? What is it going to take? Whoever wants to start us off, start us off.
You know, I've said this several times on the program. Some global event or some regional event is gonna have to come along and actually take people out of their comfort zone, take them away from their homes, take them away from that luxury toilet that they have in their in their bathroom.
Yeah,
and that'll actually do it. It'll wake them up completely.
Okay,
I say the absolute horror of what's going on broadcast on every station worldwide. I mean,
with the media
the way they are, they're never going to allow the public to see the truth.
Correct.
And until you can see the truth in HD, mm-hmm. you're not going to be awoken. And that's that, until
scary.
It comes to your doorstep, until mm-hmm. it affects you directly. Mm-hmm. Because people don't want to believe the ugly truth.
They want to be safe.
Right.
They don't want to be free.
You know, it's like Carlin said, you know, the American dream, because you're awake. You're not awake when it happens. You're asleep. That's the American dream. We don't want to be awake.
True.
We want to have our nice things, and we want to have our air conditioning, especially in Alabama in August.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to be comfortable.
Yes.
I'm going to go ahead and say that, you know, America's not going to wake up until it's absolutely too late. And that's the sad truth, is even what Nate was saying about seeing it on every TV channel. We're so desensitized to, like, horror and just grotesque, like, images. Biological, nuclear, everything's on television. It's in cinema. And it doesn't faze us anymore. But when you start seeing, you know, American police, military, I don't want to say just American police, but you see police force, you see militaries marching down the streets of suburbia and, like, ordering people to go back into their homes and stuff of that nature, that's when America's going to wake up. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be too late at that point. And then it's going to fall back on the people. The people are going to have to do something at that point in time. But, it's going to be too late.
Couldn't agree more.
What do you think, Terry?
Well, I've told this story before. It bears repeating. Some really good friends, my best friend Mike, that was killed a couple of years ago in a head-on collision in Virginia. His parents, who I just adore, his father was in Vietnam. He was loaned out to the agency. He did some stuff for them, listening in on China, and big-time military people. Their next-door neighbor's a retired captain, and I like him too. His name's Steve. I was talking to Steve one day, and I said, Steve, what's it going to take to wake everybody up? He said, everybody has a routine. They get up in the morning, go get a cup of coffee, eat a bagel, go take a shower, get dressed, go to work, come home, grab a beer, turn the game on, eat something, go to bed. Until something happens that interrupts their daily routine, they're not going to pay attention. And I think he's right. But if this COVID surely has done that.
Yeah.
People still aren't waking up.
Let's see what Crawdad thinks.
Let's see.
Crawdad.
Good afternoon.
Hey, Crawdad.
To answer your question about what would it take to wake everybody up.
Yes, sir.
I can only think of two things, really, that would definitely do the trick.
Okay.
Well, make it three. One of them would be a coronal mass ejection that heads right for us.
Yeah.
That'd be one.
Okay.
Because, you know, what's Kiki and Boo Boo going to do without that electronic cell phone so they can text each other while they're being ticked off and throwing rocks?
Well said.
You know, my cell phone quit working. What am I going to do?
The world's ending.
Repeat without my cell phone.
That's it. I can't get a signal.
The other one is the coming of the Lord.
Amen.
From the east with all the saints. It'd be kind of hard to ignore that.
In the clouds.
Yes, and I tell you what, you know, the prophecy about only the Father knows when that will occur, but now it is totally possible technologically that it would be known worldwide by everybody who had access to anything, you know. This news alert just came in, you know.
Yep, the Lord is here.
You know, it's interesting that Crawdad brings that up because when I was a teenager and learning about the coming of the Lord, I'm thinking, well, how would we in America know that he's in Jerusalem?
Yep.
You know, how would we know?
Technology.
I mean, we have...
Bible knew.
And right, exactly.
Bible knew
everybody
way ahead of time.
Everybody would know almost simultaneously if this were to happen now. Praise the Lord, if he sees fit anytime we're ready, you know.
On top of that, what scares me, Crawdad, is the technology exists for them to fake a second coming. It exists for them to fake a rapture. That scares me, too, because they're holding so much back that we don't know about. It's scary.
Well, the devil is a liar.
Yeah, he is. Big time. Father of all lies.
Other thing that's more nuts and boltsy here to your question.
Yes, sir.
The Brookings report done in 61.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Brookings Institute was, contracted by NASA. You know, hey, just what do you think would happen there? you know, a little... Teeny tiny fossil there on the moon.
Yep.
Okay, it would freak everybody out. It would shake everything from the Vatican all the way to the NBA.
Yes, sir.
Right there, I think that is the reason that we have not had disclosure.
I do too. Every foundation that this system is based on would crumble.
Yes. And the other thing is, right now, like with the Tic Tac thingy, you know, out there.
Mm-hmm.
How do you tell folks you can sleep well at night knowing that the largest military force in the world, it cannot swat a firefly that's buzzing around and doing those things that little booger's doing?
Exactly.
We are absolutely powerless. Back when we had what was called the Black Alice radar grid system across North America and Canada,
mm-hmm.
It was designed just to keep an eye on anything that might launch out of Soviet territories.
Mm-hmm.
That's obsolete. Now we're not, I tell you what, honestly, an ICBM does not scare me. They're not going to use an ICBM. If anybody was going to do anything like that, it was going to be on a freighter coming through the Port Authority at
mm-hmm.
L.A.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, I don't know if the little people out there buzzing around or whoever they are, I don't know. But I do know this, if they did tell us the truth, we found this and we don't know what it is. We've been trying to play with it, figuring out how it works, and it came from somewhere else. There would be most people saying, nah, I don't want to believe that. But my mm-hmm. God, if suddenly it was incontrovertible, like you say, landing on the White House lawn,
mm-hmm.
where is Obama? We are here to take him home.
that would pretty much rattle everybody's cage.
Yeah, it would.
Personally, I pray to the Lord every day. I talk to my Lord and Savior, my teacher and my master every single day.
Good.
And I say, you know, I'm ready to do what you want me to do, and I'm ready to do what you're going to do, and if you're ready to come back, I'm ready to be here when you get here.
There you go. Good call.
Because we're in a mess.
I know. We are.
don't have enough people that are praying. We don't have enough people.
Amen.
And my people who call me by my name will turn away from their wickedness. I can shine my countenance upon them and heal their land.
Heal their land. That ain't going to happen. But thank you.
No.
Thank you, Carl.
Sadly.
It's not.
Love you guys. Y'all have fun.
You too. See you, buddy.
Bye.
With that, we got to hit a 3-minute break. This is Clearing the Air, 272-9228. Should you feel the need to call, we'll be back in 3 short minutes.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784, Equal Housing Lender.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Ah, the census is a special time when we count every single person in the country.
Do kids and babies count too?
Of course. Counting everyone in your home helps support your neighborhood by funding schools, hospitals, and more. So complete the census by calling, going online, or returning your form by mail. It's totally private.
Visit 2020census.gov and
make your family count!
Brought to you by Carnegie Corporation of New York and the Ad Council.
For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning, River Region.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Thoughts could tell, just like an old time movie about a ghost from a wishing well, in a castle dark or a fortress strong with chains upon my...
Gordon Lightfoot, man, of all the Gordon Lightfoot songs. Now, I think that's the one he went into a house with his guitar, an empty house, and just sat down and recorded it, if I'm not mistaken.
Gordon Lightfoot is a national treasure. Thank you.
For Canada, maybe, but not for America.
Yeah, he is. I loved the one about Edmund Fitzgerald. And the thing is, every time I watch a documentary, I can't finish it, you know, because tears come to your eyes. You ever seen it?
It's a boat.
Goodness, man. I mean, I can't
it's
watch.
A boat.
When they start tolling the bell, you know, for all those men, oh, my goodness.
Listen, you can say what you want about It's a Boat, but I grew up in Indianapolis.
Oh, okay, here we go.
And I used to run past the USS Indianapolis, the monument they have in Indianapolis in downtown.
Okay.
And until I saw Jaws, and until I actually watched the movie USS Indianapolis, I
delivered the boom.
Yeah, but now, hearing the stories of how those men just waded in the water as the sharks came and took them one by one.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's and
that's terrible.
The screaming and that's psychological torture.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Well, I guess I'm just insensitive, and I apologize to you and all the listeners out there listening right now.
We should have just kept it on Gordon Lightfoot and not brought it into Edmund Fitzgerald.
Yeah, okay, you know, whatever. I think Postman want to continue with it. What's it going to take to wake people up? I just don't think they're going to wake up in a large enough. We're not going to reach critical mass in time. Is the problem that I see? And maybe I'm wrong. I hope I'm not, but I think I think that's just we're not going to reach critical mass. It's not going to happen.
If you're going to call into the show, please don't call collect.
What was that collect?
That might have been the guy from the prison.
Yeah, but still.
Oh, that's probably who it was. This is a free call from blah blah blah. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's a jail call.
Yeah, if you're still listening, call back.
I apologize then.
Okay.
If that's the case.
He didn't know. He's a rookie when it comes to these.
I will say that just is impressive reach that this show has.
Oh yeah, our numbers came out this past week, and from what I understand, we have the highest numbers, other than Greg's afternoon show. We have the highest numbers. Is what I was led to believe. I don't know if that's true.
And see, to go back to what Postman wants to talk about, you ask, what's it going to take to get...
Wake people up.
Right.
Correct.
And it's you putting the truth out, at least in the river region.
If not,
and that's indicative of that truth, is that you putting out the truth gets people to listen.
I sure hope so. I'm just doing what I can. It's all I can do. That's all I can do.
But... There was something else I wanted to add to the list of things that
would add right away, sir.
That would actually wake people up. Now, all of us know that there are entities, you know, living under our under our feet, and because of the fact that when Admiral Byrd, you know, the Admiral Byrd's diary, and since then there's no thought of what's down there now, you know. And if there was a underground city then, and there were entities living down there, there's no telling how horrible these things look.
And they're probably not real happy with us up here on the surface.
Right. Now, if they were to come to the surface, that will wake some people up.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
I agree.
And it'll probably happen when all these big quakes start happening. And the ground start cracking.
Split it open.
Yeah, it split it open.
That makes sense.
And these things will start probably coming up on the surface.
That makes sense.
Yep.
All right, Chad called back, so I'm going to put him through. You ready?
Please do.
Yeah. All right, Chad.
Hey, you're on the air, man.
Hey, listen. Is this Terry?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Terry. How you doing?
Okay. How about you?
Man, I wrote you a letter, but for some reason it got sent back. I was trying to explain to you about what I've been through. You know, the addiction problem I had on the street. You know, I've done right at 17 years in prison now. And I've studied all the different religions of the world. You know, I've listened to your station for a long time.
Thank you.
You know, David J. Smith talked, 15 years ago about Planet X and about, you know, he prophesizing that it was going to change the world. And the reason I wrote you was, you know, I think that when you do drugs, it opens doorways to demons, and that I don't think you can reach them any other way. Really, I don't. Not unless you really deep into something terrible, you know. And I was just wanting to question Postman and the guy Frank that come in, and you know, us guys in the penitentiary, you know, we don't have no way. You know, y'all talk about preparing, y'all talk about this, y'all talk about that.
True.
There's a lot of us, you know, that's changed our lives, man. We've turned our whole life around. We've repented. We've called on God, Jesus.
Right.
And, you know, we'd really like for y'all to go a little further into you know, like Postman, he'll say things, but he don't never really get into it. You know, there's no way for us. I'd like to communicate with y'all, but like I said, when I wrote you, for whatever reason, you know, the letter came back here.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I never saw it.
Yeah, your address is 4104 Wall Street, right?
No, it's 4101 Wall Street.
Yeah, 4101.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that might be one.
Right.
I was thinking it was 4104. But I had wrote Postman, you know, and I had a problem with addiction, real bad problem. And, cocaine was my God, and I didn't realize it.
Been there.
Man, I don't know if I was hallucinating or was I really seeing the things that I seen.
Did you meet Satan?
Man, I actually thought that the destroying angel was talking to me.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting, and he brought it up earlier in his what he was saying. When you take drugs like that, it rips away the grace that God has put in you at your birth that protects you from demonic influence, that protects you from forces of evil. And that's why it's so hard to get back to normalcy because you have to build that back up.
Yeah,
it's hard.
It actually disintegrates that barrier that was put there in the beginning. You know, and it opens your mind, your heart, and your soul to demonic forces.
Yeah, and I totally agree with you because I was praying the whole time. You know, I had even told God, I said, God, I can't stop. I asked that you stop me. I don't want to live like this anymore. And in a way, he took my life. You know, I've been in prison for 17 years. But like I said, I've turned my life around, man, and I'm married. I had a woman come back to me after 30 years, and it's funny because she's a postal worker, and she's a good woman, a great woman, and I'm trying to get out on parole right now, and you know, and y'all talk about preparing. I mean, who can I tell my wife to get in touch with?
I mean,
I know you need to get some supplies and stuff. I know that.
Yeah.
But. Should we get ready for war? I mean, or would that be the right thing to do? I mean, what would God have us do?
I'm going to tell you the easiest thing that she... One, a lot of people say, you know, if you're preparing for the end of time, if you're preparing for these wars and everything, that you're not living in faith. And I say, you know, I can understand that argument, but I don't agree with it.
No, right. God gave you the intelligence to have enough sense
to
prepare.
And he taught you to harvest for so many years and to put that harvest in the storehouse.
Bingo.
And every, like what, 7 years you don't harvest and you live off that storehouse.
Yep.
And so that's a lesson to say you need to prepare for times when you're not going to be able to harvest.
Well said.
The easiest thing that she can do, honestly, that to start tomorrow, is start buying water. Because water is going to be the first thing that's going to be in great need.
Right.
Yeah,
got the Sparky water filter.
The stores will be contaminated.
Sparky water filter.
Sparky?
Berkey. B-E-R-K-E-Y.
Okay, Berkey. Like Berkey.
They're about $200, but it's the same technology the astronauts use. They urinate in these things on the shuttle and drink the water that comes out because it purifies.
I've read that before.
I have one. They work well. I don't pee in it, but they work well.
I mean, but so if, like, if I write you and Mr. Postman,
I'll write you back.
You will.
Yes, I will.
Okay.
I promise you.
Hey,
I
listen,
will.
I got some guys here. I know Phillips called y'all before. I told him about the show. He's in another prison, but they got him on a lockdown because of this coronavirus.
Yeah, that's right.
But I see a lot of guys, man, and a lot of guys listen to your show, and we want y'all to keep up the good work.
And
y'all be praying for us because, like I said, there's a lot of us guys that have totally changed our lives.
I believe you.
And we need some help because Alabama is the crookedest place I've ever seen in my life.
Amen.
Wow.
I mean, and I love y'all, and hey, man, God bless
y'all,
and I'll be praying for you, man. Y'all get the word out.
Thank you.
Yeah,
go ahead and send that letter.
Yep.
I will, man. 4101.
Yep.
Right.
And hey, it's 36106.
Right, that's right.
Okay, okay. Thanks. Hey, man, y'all be good.
See you. And with that, we have to hit our bottom of the hour break, do we not?
Real quick, yeah, we do. But real quick, something that's striking about that call, you know, we have a different perspective than he does.
because
we live on the outside of that fence line.
Uh-huh.
But the fact that he's yearning for God, he's yearning for information, he's seeking it out, that should be a wake-up call to some people that are listening that are on this side of the fence.
I'll tell you something, Nate. I should be in prison with him, with the stuff I've done. I should be in prison. I just didn't get caught. He did. You know, sometimes you have to be flat on your butt before you can look up and see God. Sometimes you have to be flat on your back.
Well, you pose the question, what is it going to take to wake people up?
Sometimes they got to hit bottom.
And Postman says, you know, you got to take all that stuff away from people that's distracting. You know, Crawdad said it.
Bingo.
And look at prisoners.
Yep.
They have had everything stripped from
them.
And all they have is the truth.
That's right. All they got's God. Wow. With that, we got to hit a break, folks. We'll be back in 5 long minutes. Come back with us, please. This is clear.
Easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent. The prescriptions are ready when we get there. And when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens from Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better, after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie Holly and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
Congratulations to Clark's RV Center, serving Central Alabama for over 10 years. You know, Clark's RV Center is a travel trailer and fifth wheel dealership in Millbrook, located right there on the Alabama River Parkway. Their showroom is stocked with the newest Coachman, Dutchman, and Forest River units. And Clark's has beautiful new and pre-loved units to sell. And they are social distancing as well. Hey, don't be the person that should've when you could've. Open Monday through Saturday for all your RV supplies.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out. No matter what I did, they never went away.
So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable. But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The relentless summertime heat continues all weekend. It's still possible you could run into an isolated storm, I suppose, sometime this evening or tomorrow, but the rain chances are small. Most towns, I'm afraid, will stay dry. Low tonight in the mid-70s, high tomorrow in the upper 90s again. Heat index tomorrow 101 to 105 easily. The rain chances start to pick up a little bit by Monday and Tuesday, more in the 40 to 50% range. That's a start. More storms to go around, but still random. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Welcome back to Clearing the Air. We have a first-time caller, guys. We're reaching. We're really reaching out there. We got a first-time. Who's this? East of the Rockies?
Yeah, west of the Rockies. West it's the, okay. Cooter.
Oh, yeah. Hello, first-time caller.
Hey, this is Cooter. I'm first-time caller.
Thank you for finally calling.
I was wanting you to put me in for the Sweet Creek drawing.
Sir, you're going to have to call back between the hours of 12 and 3 on weekdays?
Oh, is that Dan's show?
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, that's Dan Morse. Not to be confused with the Sergeant Dan Morse that we quoted earlier on the UFO story.
Can you put me on hold until he comes in?
No problem.
Hey, Terry?
Hey. Yes, sir.
The people that y'all reach is amazing, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it is. It is very amazing. I am blessed and honored to be able to talk to these people. I really am.
You have a big reach. I heard Greg saying that you had great ratings in this last
Numbers
game that came out.
That's what he told us at Baumhauer's. If I'm not mistaken, we're right up there, you know, close to where he is on his afternoon show, and that's an honor and a privilege.
So you got all those people listening. They don't all call in and respond to you, but you know that they're listening to your message.
Yes, sir.
So you are getting out there, and I know it would be great for you guys to hear more feedback from these people.
Right.
But If they weren't listening and consuming your ideas, they would not still be listening, and you wouldn't have numbers that good.
You're right.
But I just want to personally thank y'all for what you do.
Thank you.
I listen every minute that I can. I can't always be there, but I try. And I really appreciate it.
Well, I haven't forgotten what you did to get me on the air, and I'll always
appreciate
what you did. And I thank you very much.
Hey, can I make an announcement?
Absolutely.
My granddaughter that lives with me.
Yes, sir.
Lives with us. She graduated Faulkner University today.
Congratulations. Yay. Good job.
Long 4 years, man. It's been rough.
That's awesome. What's she major in?
Biology.
Good.
She's wanting to be a vet. She's wanting to go to, she's going to take a little bit of time off and then try to go to a vet school, either Auburn or Mississippi State, I think.
Yeah, if she can get into Auburn, that would be great. They got the best school in the country, in my opinion.
Yeah, they got a fantastic best school, but yes, she's a diehard Alabama fan. She's always said
that's okay.
She'll never step foot on Auburn for anything. But,
no, this is different. This is not about football.
She has softened her stance on it.
Yeah, I have too, because Auburn has saved a couple or three labs for us. Their veterinarian school has saved our babies, and I love them over there. They're good people.
Well, I'm hoping her next step is going to be to go out to Auburn there and go ahead and get her vet thing out of the way.
Awesome. Fantastic.
Well, guys, again, I appreciate you, and I'm out here listening, man.
Thank you.
All right,
bye. Take care. Guys, going back to the phone call from the guy from prison, I kind of have a different take on the whole drug thing. I look at it like this. If you're an addict, if you have been overwhelmed by drugs, maybe Satan is trying to take the best competition that God can offer out of the equation by having addiction be a problem in your life. In other words, what if the reason you're addicted is because there is something you are going to do once you get out of this situation? There's something, God has plans for you, and Satan's trying to take you out of those plans by throwing addiction into your life. In other words, you're special. There's something about you that God has planned for you, and addiction is Satan's way of getting you out of that.
I'll do you one better.
Okay.
What if God allows you to go through that because there's something that you're going to learn during that time frame,
even better.
Somebody you're going to touch during that time frame that is going to be a revelation for that person?
I love it. That's great. That's perfect, because life is like a giant crossword, and only God has the lid. He's the only one that can see how it's supposed to go together. We don't have a clue, but everything happens. I don't believe in coincidences. I think everything happens for a reason, even if we don't ever understand why. It happens for a reason. That's how I see. That's how I choose to see things.
And, you know, you have a different perspective than some of us.
Yes, I do.
And so
I
value
crazy.
your perspective on that.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
You're only saying that because I let you sit up here in the studio.
No. But if you want me to start kissing your butt, I can do that. You know?
I'd prefer you not.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? It's funny that you bring that up, because I owe you a lot.
Nah, you don't owe me anything.
Because a lot of people don't know this, and I don't think I've ever shared this on air, but when I was unemployed, you and your wife employed me. And even though you didn't have to, and you probably didn't really need me there, those couple of weeks that I worked there, it was wonderful. And it just shows the type of person you are. And
thank you.
That, in my personal life, and then what you're doing for the community, you know, in the Bible it says that, you know, to send me, you know, like, whom shall I send? Send me. But we live in an age where we don't just send ourselves out into the masses. We project our voices into the masses.
True.
We send our products out into the masses.
Right.
And so that's what you're doing. You're living.
I'm not comfortable talking about me like this.
I know. And I'm going to drop it at this point.
Well.
But what I'm saying is, you're doing what you're asked to do.
I'm trying.
Right.
I'm trying.
And that's all that matters, is that you're trying.
I'm trying. Trying to.
Hey, we got more callers.
Well, let's listen to one of them.
All right, let's see. We got Larry online.
Barry.
Yeah. That makes more sense.
Hey, Barry. Good to hear your voice. How you been?
I love your new
digs. That's a nice looking laboratory you got.
Oh yeah, it's pretty nice. I need some more equipment, but you know, it's a work in progress, I guess you could say.
Yeah. That's nice. Very nice. That's good. I'm glad that you're teaching young minds, molding young minds.
Well, we try. I try to tell them, I try to instill into them that, you know, when you go out to work, you need to be on time. You need to be ready.
They don't get that.
They don't get that at all. They say, why not? I need to be on time.
Yeah, we're going through that at the shop. They don't get it, you know. And Lynn, we grew up, we both worked at Alpha. And at Alpha, you're there on time or you're fired.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're trying to instill that in everybody. And like you just said, they don't get it. Why? What's the big deal?
That's the way Honda and Kia and all them, you know, you got a little car to swipe in. If you're late a couple of times, you can't swap in no more.
Exactly. You're fired. And that's the way it was at Alpha. And I get it, because you're basically costing them money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are. And, you know, they don't put up with it.
No, they don't. You know. They shouldn't. Well, how you been? Yeah. How's your wife?
It's been doing pretty good. It's just...
Praise God.
You know, it's just a mess trying to get to go to the doctor nowadays.
will they not let you in there with her?
No.
See, that's what makes me mad. They're going to have to fight me. If my wife, well, thank God yours isn't as critical, but if something were to happen and they've got Lynn in there and they're telling me she ain't going to make it, they're going to have to fight me to keep me out of there.
I mean, it's crazy. You know, procedures at the hospital, they won't even let you go in the hospital. They, you know, they'll meet you outside. They don't call you to come back.
Uh-uh. Well, do what you got to do, man.
Well,
what's going on, Bear?
I've been listening. I hadn't called in a lot. There's been a lot of stuff really going on. But
I bet.
Hey, you reckon back in the day when Kennedy took over, you reckon maybe Eisenhower gave him a heads up on some of the alien stuff and some of the CIA?
I've heard. Deep state? I've read that, and that's one reason Eisenhower basically apologized for creating the agency and some of the other stuff he did, because I think he realized they were behind Kennedy's assassination.
Yeah.
But yeah, probably.
I mean, I had heard that maybe Kennedy was even, he tried to look into Project Blue Book back when he was a senator and stuff, you know.
Yeah, I've read that as well. Barry, you want to hold on through this break? Hold on so quick, because I want to talk to you. So hang on for me for 3 minutes. All right, this is this break. Thanks, buddy. We'll be back in 3 minutes. This is Clear and Air, 272-9228. 272-9228.
Sports fans, Chris Cleats here, stepping out from behind the sports microphone and standing here today in front of the office of asset preservationist David Artist. I've been talking with a few people here, and sir, you told me this is your first time visiting David Artist. Why did you wait so long?
I got hairy legs.
I see. Well, ma'am, I understand you made a long trip to get here. How are you feeling?
I don't feel no ways tired.
Well, how about you, ma'am? Do you have time to talk with me today?
I'm gonna get me a beer.
Well, okay. Ma'am, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Don't mess with me.
Right. Well, they probably came to see David Artist because they know he has nearly 40 years of experience as an asset preservationist. He's going to take care of your money like it was his very own. Call him today at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Sir, would you like the final word in this interview?
I'm going to be Joe Biden.
Call David Artist today and somebody get me out of here.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
This is David from Montgomery's favorite mattress store since the last century, and I'm sorry to say the amazingly successful last half of July sale is over. I was going to start a back-to-school sale, but that's kind of a sore subject with folks now. So Mr. Sandman Mattress is now having an awesome August sale. This sale will absolutely end on August 15th because that's when our Labor Day sale starts. What I am trying to say is Mr. Sandman is always having a sale on Central Alabama's largest selection of mattresses, beds, and headboards. We won't sell the cheapest of the cheap, but we do have a nice selection of budget mattresses, a whole lot of queen sets between $4.99 and $8.99, and our premium sets now include Beautyrest Black, Serta Eye Comfort, latex sets from Jameson and Sutherland. We also stock adjustable bases, and we have a few special purchase full-size adjustable bases on sale for only $4.99. We have added more bedroom suits, and we can special order. Come see us on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen, open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Mr. Sandman.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Beautiful song. I love that song. Van the Man, Van Morrison, one of the greatest singer-songwriters ever. Let's go back with Barry. thanks for hanging on, Barry.
Oh, yeah. Anything.
Let me ask you something. Well, no, I better ask you that off air. I'm going to send you an email about something. I'm going to see if you and I can create and patent. But I'll talk about that. It'd be better if I talked about that off air.
Okay.
So, how's everything in Auburn, Opelika?
Well, it looks like most of the places around here is going back to work. You know, a lot of people are back to working again. So,
good.
The Kia plant, you know, if I get running up and running wide open, and all the little subsidiaries around here, and then you got all the little injection molding places around here. That one of them that makes all the little teacups and all that mm-hmm. kind of stuff, and a little mini M&M container and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Hey, was Briggs & Stratton, did they have a plant over there somewhere?
Oh, yeah. They've had a plant here for 20 years.
Well, you know they went bankrupt.
Yeah.
That's just sad.
Yeah, the HR guy, he had just retired. But I do from Avondale Mills. He used to be the HR guy for Avondale Mills.
Mm-hmm.
But he had just retired there. When all that happened, but I used to keep in touch with him a good bit, you know, and they would call, you know, when they meet somebody to be hired and that kind of thing.
Right.
So.
Wow.
But, yeah, Briggs & Stratton has been there a good while. Right off the interstate, right off that Interstate 51.
About as American as it gets. I mean, Briggs & Stratton and Harley-Davidson, to me, that's America.
Oh, yeah. And there at one time, if you were working there, the people who were working there, they could buy like a motor for $7 a horsepower.
Oh, wow. Nice.
So, you know,
we should do that.
A 5-horse was only $35.
Yeah. Nice. Cool.
And if you see a Yamaha 110 dirt bike, one of my granddaughter's friends, somebody stole hers Thursday out of their carport. She used it as a pit bike. You know, she did a lot of go-kart racing.
Yeah. So. Oh, that's happening everywhere, man. They're stealing dirt bikes. That's what they got from us last time. Mm. Sorry to hear that. What else you got, Barry? I got a bunch of calls stacked up, buddy.
Okay, well, I'll let you go. I just want to call and tell you I'm still listening. I just got a lot of stuff going on here lately.
I know you do, man. I'm praying for you and your wife.
Well, I appreciate it. Pray for y'all every day, too.
Thank you, Barry. I appreciate
it. There's so much crap going on. It's just disheartening.
Well, if they do the big vintage thing at Barber's, we're going to go, right?
You want to, we'll go.
Let's go. Sounds good to me. Take care, buddy.
As long as I can hold out. Okay.
See ya. All right.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Hey, caller, you're on the air. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Connie.
Hey, Miss Connie, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm good. I just want to call and say how much I appreciate this gentleman who called from prison. I mean, that was touched my heart so much.
I was almost in tears. I'm with you on that.
I was in tears, and it was quite a testimony, and I just want him to know if he's listening how much I appreciate that and how much it meant to me.
Yes, ma'am.
And I don't know how much I'll be calling in for a while. I got a lot going on and a lot of stuff rattling in my brain. And, you know, we're coming up on a season that is very, very special. It's not really until September. But, actually, it does start this month. But when I first became Messianic, and I hate to use that term because just like with Baptist or whatever, there's a bunch of different things.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, I first started, you know, trying to follow Torah as best I could, let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
I was about this time, a little later, that I started just, I called my friend and I said, God's just beating me up. You know, he was just beating me up. And I said, I don't know what's wrong. I can't stop crying. I keep having all these thoughts coming. Have I got the wrong thoughts, wrong actions? What? And she said to me, because she and her husband were the leaders of the congregation, she said, that's what you're supposed to be feeling this time of year. And I said, what? What are you talking about? And Teshuvah, I'm not sure how you say it. Sahar mm-hmm. can probably go into this more. But it's a time, 40 days, that starts Elul 1, which I think is August 21st. And I'm already starting to feel it. and wow. It's already starting to affect me. And it's a very, very special time. And there's 40 days when they go through Feast of Trumpets. Then you have 10 days of awe, which is part of that. That's the last part of that 40 days.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly at Trumpets, you know, you have the 10 days of awe, and during that time, there's special petitions for God to write you into his book for the coming year of the Book of Life. And then on Yom Kippur, you're sealed for the year. Your fate has been decided on Yom Kippur. And then, about a week later, that's a very hard time to go through. This period of 40 days is really difficult. But after that, Sukkot, and it's rejoicing.
Well, that's good.
And it's awesome. So, but, you know, I would encourage people to look up what's coming in these days, and they have very special meaning.
Yes, ma'am.
And Yeshua's coming back to involve the festivals, so.
Awesome. Can't
that's
wait.
The time he's coming back, and Sukkot's going to be when we're rejoicing. So. Wow. All right.
Right.
But anyway, thank you to the man who called from prison. You really touched my heart.
Me too. Thank you for saying that.
Okay.
Thank you. Wow. Good call. Love Miss Connie.
Those are two good calls.
Yes, they were two very good calls. Yeah, and I want to thank the guy from prison too. I really appreciate you guys listening out there.
I mean, how hard is it to talk about your addiction problem, about drugs? I mean, and that's a big step to admit.
It is
the problem.
It is. You know, I've been through treatment. I've been through NA and AA meetings. I've gone down that road. And, you know, like I said earlier, I'm the same as the guy in prison. I just didn't get caught.
Yeah, I'm pretty much the same way. I battled with addiction for the better part of 20 years.
Yeah, me too.
And it really took me to some really dark places, you know. Mm-hmm. And like yourself, I was fortunate enough to never get caught up in a situation where I got incarcerated.
Yes.
But once you notice that issue, once you notice you have a problem, and once you can get past that,
yes,
your life just everything else just seems medial compared. It's just, you know, when you're having a bad day, you just look back at one of those benders that you had, and you're like, this isn't anything. You can conquer this. This is no problem at all.
Mm-hmm. Very, very well spoken. We have a call.
Well,
it's not. Well,
he's talking to it. Yeah, and we're about to go to break.
So. The top of the hour break.
If we got a couple more minutes, so you can jump into something, and then we can go to break.
I was piggybacking, you know, off what he said about addiction. It's the thing is with me is I never thought I was hurting anybody but myself. You know, I never thought that, hey, if I want to do an 8-ball of coke, and that's me. It's only hurting me, and I don't care about myself. I never realized how much it was destroying my wife, my mom, my family. You don't think about that. The drug blinds you to that. And I just want to say, if there's anybody out there right now that's going through that, if you feel like you can't live until you take another bump or smoke another rock, you ain't got to live like that, man. You don't have to do that. Life's a lot better without it, I promise you. If I can beat it, I know you can beat it. And that's, I don't know, God's kind of put that on my heart, thanks to the guy in prison. That's kind of how I feel about it. Let's hit this break. 5-minute top of the hour break, folks. This is Clearing the Air, 272-9228. Number here in the Bluedale Building. I am Terry Adams, Negromaniac of the Inferiority Complex. We'll be back in 5 minutes. Come back with us.